always good to have the Gideons with us and share with us the work that they do. I'm always reminded every Gideon Sunday of being in fifth grade. Wasn't too many years ago, right? I have the little red Bible that was given to fifth grade. We're not going to talk about how long that's actually been, but it's been a few years. But nonetheless, I still have that Bible. Of course, at fifth grade, that didn't mean a whole lot to me at the time. But as age progressed, it meant a lot. And the work that they do, and sadly, in a lot of schools, that is no longer an option. And so we need to be praying for the work of the Gideons. And I know it's a lot tougher challenges now than it was even when I was in fifth grade, and probably more than when you were in fifth grade. I'm not sure when they started doing that in the public schools, but nonetheless. So we trust the Gideon as he'll come and share. We pray that it speaks to our heart, the message that he has, and we'll discuss that momentarily. Go.
There is no God. There is no God. That's what little Susie had been told by her mother and her daddy all of her life. So when she received her little red testament in the fifth grade, she kept it there and she read it. Eventually, Susie accepted Jesus Christ into her life, finally got up enough nerve to go home and tell her mama about her relationship with Jesus. Well, about like what you might expect, her mother says, Susan, there is no God. We don't believe in God. That Bible's just another book. I really don't want that Bible in my house. I wish you'd get rid of it. Get that stuff out of your head. Well, Susie didn't get rid of her Bible. She continued to read her Bible and later told her dad about how she'd accepted Jesus Christ, the Lord, as Lord and Savior of her life. And he said, Susie, I don't know where you get all that stuff from. We don't go to Sunday school. We don't go to church. There is no God. That's just a book. You know, it's just nothing special. Get that out of your head. Well, Susie didn't get it out of her head. The next morning when she was coming down to breakfast, her dad was just getting up and going to work. She went over there and gave him a big old kiss on the cheek. She took that little red Bible, stuck it down his bib overalls pocket. And Susie didn't know it, but that's the last time she ever saw her daddy alive. You see, he was worked in a coal mines, and they had an explosion there that day. And they didn't get down to Susie and Susie's daddy and several other workers until after they perished. When they found Susie's daddy, he had clutched in his left hand that little red testament. And he'd written her a note on the inside cover. Dear Susie, don't worry. I've accepted Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of your life, as the Lord and Savior of my life. Seven other miners had signed their name on the inside cover of that Bible for professing their acceptance of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this is what the Gideons are all about. And I want to thank you, Pastor, and the members of this congregation, for y'all's support and the privilege it is to share with you this morning. A while back, this ministry distributed its 2 billionth copy of God's holy word. Amen. To the hands of a man that needed the grace of Jesus Christ. It took 93 years to distribute the first billion, 14 years for the second billion, and this morning me and you are working on the third billion right now. You know, it really is, it's just hard to imagine that last year the Gideons distributed 60 million copies of God's holy word around the world. This is possible because y'all got a quarter of a million missionaries ready to hand out the word of God in 200 countries, printed in 109 different languages. Thank you. This is your ministry. Who are the Gideons? Gideons International is a Christian business and professional men's organization made up of members in good standing of local Protestant or evangelical or assembly churches, just like this church. Gideons are continually active in their churches, bringing God's witness to the world. Act 1:8 says in part, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and into Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth." It's a task for each of us to witness those around the world and those right here in our local area. We're the Gideons are just an extension arm of the church, going where the men of it's the men of the church going where the church can't go. As Gideons, we distribute testaments to middle school, high school, and junior high school to the students around the world and right here in our local area. The children overseas have such respect for God's holy word. Oftentimes, they'll get down on their knees several feet away and crawl out with both hands extended for that gift. And it'll oftentimes be the only book that they ever own. I had a buddy of mine flew down to Colombia, South America not long ago. Well, let me back up just a little bit and tell you something else about the Gideons. The Gideons are kind of a rural organization. The big cities don't have a lot of Gideons. And so the Gideons nationwide go to every big city in the world, almost every big city in the world. And they'll get up 100 or 200 people, and they spend a week or 2 weeks there distributing God's holy word, where most folks, like in country, we go to hotels, and then we go to schools, and we go, you know, we do it slowly. When we go to those big cities, they do what they call a blitz. And this buddy of mine was going down to Colombia, South America, to do a blitz. And he said, you just wouldn't believe how hungry for the word of God those people were down there. He said, from the airplane to the hotel through my translator, we witnessed to seven different people. All seven of them accepted a Bible and accepted Jesus Christ into their life. The next day they sent him to a school, to different schools, and one of the first places he went, he said they had 27 students in the classroom and the teacher, and said, again through his interpreter, they told the kids a little bit about the Lord Jesus Christ and told them about the Bible, the Word of God. And when he got through, all 27 people accepted Jesus Christ into their life, as did the teacher. And after the presentation, the teacher came up to the Gideon. He said, you know, we've always had some books that we study, but we never had 27 books that were all the same. And he said that now, she said, that she would be able to teach out of that Bible. She'd be able to teach them reading and writing. Brothers and sisters, can you imagine what the Holy Spirit could do in a situation like that? You know, you don't need to protect these Bibles. You just turn them loose. They're like a roaring lion. Mark in 10:14, in Mark 10:14, Jesus said, "And suffer the little children unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." Jesus always put the young as a high priority in all of his work, and so do we in the Gideons. We also place complete Bibles and hotels, motels, New Testaments, and hospitals, doctor's offices, colleges, and many other places, trying to intercept men, women, boys, and girls with a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. One of mine and Jeannie's favorite ways of donating funds to buy Bibles for people around the world is to use the Gideon card program. You can use it anytime you want to, not just when the Gideons come to your church. Y'all don't have a card rack back here right now, but I left some cards. I wish you'd pick them up and look at them. I wish you'd take them home. But the Gideon card program is really a great card program. You can use them on special occasions, you know, anniversaries, birthdays, and all that kind of stuff. Mostly what Jeannie and I use them for is the recognition of the death of a loved one, a member of a family. They give such hope to the family. A couple of years ago, I was listening to our state chaplain, and he told about a dream he'd had. I love to tell this story. I don't really know if he had this dream or he just dreamed he had it, but anyway, one night, he said, I had the most beautiful dream. He said, like Lazarus in Luke 16:22, said, I breathed my last breath on this earth, and my next breath in the presence of my angel. Said he went over and got the Lord Jesus from sitting at the right hand of God the Father. What a humbling experience. And he came over and we visited for a few minutes. And the Lord said, I got some folks I want you to meet. I turned and I just couldn't believe the people coming to me with these big smiles of love and hugging me and loving on me. And every color of the rainbow, they were black and white and red and yellow from all over the world. I thought, golly, what is he talking about? I don't wonder, I'm just totally bewildered, you know. And golly, they were just loving me and worshiping and loving the Lord. What in the world was going on? You know, I couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, I woke up and on my heart, and on my lips, those Bibles that I bought. You know the Bible, those cards back there, they got thinking of you and praying for you cards. And people love to know that you've been thinking about them and praying for them. And they're great tools for witnessing. We all know somebody we'd like to tell about Jesus. It's easier to go out here on a street corner and witness to somebody sometimes than it is to somebody you love. If you send somebody one of these cards, just let them know you're thinking about them and praying for them. The next time y'all meet, you know what you're going to be doing? You're going to be talking about Jesus. They're wonderful tools for witnessing. I wish that you'd get, you know, you wonder when each of us accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, why didn't the Lord take you to heaven? Just come on, let's go. He wanted you to bring somebody with you. I can tell you why he did. And I want y'all to know that the monies that you donate this morning to distribute these Bibles and through that card program, 100% of those funds go to buy Bibles. That buddy I told you about flying down to South America, he paid for that airline ticket. His hotel room, when he got down there, he paid for it. He paid for his meals. Your contribution buys Bibles, and what a privilege it is to be able to distribute the Word of God. But 100% of your contribution. And your investment in the card program can change lives for many years to come. 10 Bibles have the potential to reach 26,000 people in their average 10-year life. Isaiah 55:11 is one of the Gideon favorite Bible verses. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Well, you know, I told you all about all the places we distribute Bibles, and colleges were one of them. Well, when you go to a college, you know, they got Monday, Wednesday, and Friday classes, and they got Tuesday, Thursday classes, so it's generally kind of a two-day event. And so though Gideon, he's out there on Monday morning, you know, stacking up his boxes of Bibles, and he got a little binder on every five Bibles, and he's taking that off, and it's fast and furious when those kids start coming through there. And so here, the little while his class is fixing to take up, and here these kids come, and he's handing them out, "Sir, would you like a free copy of God's Holy Word?" Man, they're really nice-looking kids. They're real pleasant. They're polite. It's a great experience. But you run into an exception every once in a while. And this old boy came up there, and he just kind of looked at the Bible, the green Bibles at the colleges. And the Gideon said, "Well, sir, would you like a free copy of God's Holy Word?" He looked at the Bible. He just kind of sneered, and he took it. Looked at the Gideon, let it fly, just threw it over. Well, you know, stuff happens, and then you just got to put up with things like that. And though Gideon, he kept on with his distribution that afternoon, and at the end of the day, he loaded up and came back the next morning. He's out there handing those Bibles out again to the next day's worth of classes. And most of those kids got Bibles by then, but a lot of them don't. But he looked up the sidewalk. Here comes this old boy walking down there in overalls on, broke-in shoes. Doesn't exactly look the college part. But that's all right. He got up there, "Sir, would you like a free copy of God's Holy Word?" He said, no. He said, "I just want to thank you for that Bible you gave me yesterday." No, Gideon said, "Well, you know, I don't remember giving you a Bible." He said, "Yeah." He said, "I was the guy over there working on top of that building yesterday when you threw me that Bible. So shall my word be, it shall not return to me void." I was kind of hoping about now y'all might be wondering how you could help out the Gideons. Three ways in which you can help the Gideons. Boy, we need your prayers. I'm telling you, this COVID-19, all the churches, we've just lost so much representation out of the churches. It's harder to get into the schools now than it used to be. All these Bibles we got different colors. In the back of all of them is a plan of salvation, except for the fifth grade Bible. It's not politically correct to have the plan of salvation in there. We need your prayers. Secondly, we need membership, just like any organization. And you don't have to be a speaker to be a Gideon. If you did, I promise you, I never would have joined the Gideons. Y'all can be a mighty intimidating bunch every once in a while. But anyway, we're always looking for new members. If anybody's interested, holler at me after the service or any of the local Gideons. And thirdly, we need your financial support through the card program and your contribution this morning. In the length of this service, in about every hour, 4,000 people die somewhere on this big planet of ours that don't know the Lord Jesus. He died for them, and they don't even know who he is. In Revelation 3:8, Jesus said, "Behold, I have before me an open door." Brothers and sisters, each of us have a great opportunity this morning to share Jesus with the world. The fields are ripe and the harvest is plentiful. You know, before I was a Gideon, I listened to the radio preachers all the time, and one of them was taking up, they were collecting money for Bibles for China, they called it. And for every Bible you bought, they claim 7 people came to the Lord. Well, the Gideons don't make any kind of claim like that. But out of 2.5-3 billion copies, there's a lot of folks know Jesus. And you got an opportunity to be a part of that this morning or any time through the card program. It's just to me, it's a wonderful opportunity. And I want to thank y'all again for allowing me to tell you what God has been doing with your gifts. Please make any checks out to the Gideons International. If you didn't come prepared to give this morning, I left some inserts back here where later on if you wanted to send something. And remember, The only thing standing between God and a perishing world is this book. Take somebody to heaven with you. Thank you.
You have to be careful with a lot of things that's on television these days that says, you know, give or donate or what have you, because they'll make claims, and I'm not calling any one particular out, but I will say this as a general statement, all right? They'll advertise 100% of your contribution goes toward whatever it is they're soliciting for. That's not true, right? Because they had to pay for the airtime. They had to pay for most likely the salary of the preacher, whoever, whatever the case may be. And if you look at financial records, you will see that 100% of your contribution does not go towards whatever it is that they're soliciting for. As a matter of fact, a fraction of what you donate goes towards whatever it is they're soliciting. The rest goes towards their marketing campaigns, their salaries, whatever the case may be. I can stand here and say I was personal friends with a Gideon, and I can tell you 100% does go towards those Bibles. Printing, distributing, because this personal friend of mine, I know for a fact, out of his own pocket, paid for everything that he was doing. And so you can rest assured this morning, whatever your donation is, that's between you and the Lord, but you can rest assured that it goes towards spreading the gospel and what a gospel it is to spread. Amen. So thankful for the grace of God. I'm thankful for the Gideons and the work that y'all do so selfishly to be able to volunteer their time, their efforts, and to face those kids just like that one. You know, I have a small temper, all right? It doesn't always get the best, but, you know, I think I would take issue with someone doing that, especially in my front of my face, throwing the copy of God's Word just like it was loose garbage baggage and just throw it away. And to do it so gracefully. Thank you so much for what y'all do. At this time, we will extend a moment of invitation. You know, we just need to lift up those, the Gideons, for the work they do. I know it can't be easy in today's time. I know I've been in a few hotels the last year or two in my life, and I think I've shared this with some of you before. You know, that hotel didn't have a Gideon Bible. I'd actually went and purchased one and put it there myself. And I would let the clerk at the hotel know, you know, room such and such did not have a Bible, but now it does. You know, there's a lot of people not as receptive to the Word of God anymore. Public schools, I know it's getting harder and harder. I remember in fifth grade, and we're talking late 90s, early 2000s, being in fifth grade. I remember us being filed in a line, just passing us through, even at that time. They didn't tell us what we was doing. We just knew we got out of class for 5 minutes and was in a line, and we was getting a book. That's all we knew at that time, right? And sadly, you can't hardly do that now. So we need to pray for them. Pray for those who serve, those who do distribute, those who give so much to spread the Word of God, but also to pray for those who receive it. You know, just as the girl that was mentioned, fifth grade, going home to parents that are not believers, that can't be easy. You know, we in the South, and I keep wanting to say Mississippi, but I'm not in Mississippi at the moment. And, you know, in Tennessee and Arkansas and Mississippi, and, you know, we have this idea that, that we go home and you know, we have parents, we're raised in church, everybody's in church, everybody knows church, everybody knows God, right? Sadly, that's not the case. So many, even right here in Helena, West Helena, don't know the Lord. So we have a mission as a church to go into all the world and spread the gospel. So I pray that you prayerfully consider giving to them today. Just a reminder, the first plate is for the church, if you want to make your regular offering. And then the second plate that is upon the lectern as you go out the door, that is for the Gideons, all right? As we stand together, perhaps you need to pray for one that is lost in your family. Maybe you need to just simply pray for the Gideons. We're going to extend just one verse of a hymn for you to lift up those petitions to the Lord. And we know the Lord hears our prayer. And we pray that the Lord will honor those requests and that others will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we live in interesting times, and I know we preach this so often, and sometimes it just seems to be redundant, but we are living in some interesting times. And you look at the news and you read the paper. I don't know if you read the paper no more. That's hardly a thing of the past as well. But you see all these things happening. And for a child of God that knows the Word of God, we know that these things must happen. We see the things happening in Israel. We see all of these rumors and all of these acts of war and all of this other stuff that's going on. We can't help but think that the end is near. It is near. If it was close in the days of the apostles, my friend, it is very close today. So we lift up those who are lost, and we pray that the Lord will give us that sense of urgency, a fervency in our heart to spread the gospel. As we sing one verse.